Turn with me, if you would, back to Psalm 103. A portion of this psalm was quoted at my grandmother's funeral. And it blessed me so much when I heard it. Just thinking about the peace of it and the rest of it and the satisfaction of it. And as soon as I heard it, I immediately knew I would want to look at it with you tonight immediately. Let's begin in verse 1, Psalm 103, verse 1. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." Don't you want to do that? Don't you want to just slowly? Sometimes I write in my notes, slowly. When I say read this, slowly. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Don't you want the cares of this world to leave, the thoughts of this life to go away? Don't you want your soul, don't you want your mind to stop, everything else to get out of the way, and don't you want your soul to just bless the Lord? All that is within me, bless His holy name. Hannah and I had the great privilege, it truly was a great privilege, to go out to California and be with brethren. We were in rescue 2 weekends ago. And we were in San Diego last Wednesday night. And we ended up, because of my grandmother's funeral, we ended up being in Alexandria, Louisiana last Sunday. That's 3 different congregations of brethren. And with each one, every time that I left these congregation of dear brethren, I felt so blessed. Each one of them, for different reasons, caused me to feel blessed. I felt blessed for this congregation. Those congregations made me blessed for this congregation. But I was blessed in meeting them. I had never met anybody in Rescue California. And I had only met a couple of the brethren in San Diego. I was just blessed to meet with them. I was blessed to worship with them. Truly worship with them. I told them, and I mean this, I sincerely wished that all of you could have come with me. I want to encourage all of you to go to California. I know that's far, but go anywhere. Visit our brethren. Go visit your family. It is a blessing. It is honestly a blessing. Next time you hear a conference come up, go. Go visit your brethren. It is such a blessing. We were out there. We were able to worship together, truly worship together. And it's men and women I'd never met before. But it was very clear to me that they loved Christ. They loved Christ. Not just election and limited atonement, and they loved Jesus Christ. And that's all I need to know. As soon as I find out somebody absolutely loves and is consumed with and taken with Jesus Christ, that's it. We're one body. We're one heart. We're one mind. We're one soul. In one spirit, worshiping one Lord. And that's what happened. And I was blessed. I was just so blessed. And it was a moment where I was sincerely reminded of the blessing that it is to be allowed. And that's the thing that keeps coming back to me. Being allowed in any way to be a part of the Lord's ministry. What a blessing. What a blessing. Just to be a believer. Just to be a believer. And to gather together with other believers. And knowing that the Lord has provided that for us, He has done that. We have that here. I thank the Lord for each one of you. I thank the Lord for bringing me here. I thank the Lord for bringing you here. I thank the Lord for giving them a place of worship and a body, a congregation of brethren to worship with. And I thank the Lord for giving that to us here. We have a place where we can gather together as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and we can worship Him. We can come into this house and gather in His name and worship Him. And what a privilege. Entering into that makes me sincerely say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Our souls have been graciously caused, graciously allowed to bless the Lord. And what a blessing. What a blessing. We get to bless the Lord. We get to bless the Lord, not just with the mind, not just with the tongue, but with the soul, our eternal souls, whether we have tongues or not. Now, I went back and forth on whether or not to tell you this, only because I don't want to single out this brother, but Hannah and I met a brother who just stole our hearts. Honestly, that's the best way I know to say it. He stole our hearts. This precious, precious brother, I hope he comes here. I know everybody's not going to go out there. I'm going to beg him. Would you come see us? I want you to meet this precious man. I'm not going to give you the whole story, but he loves the Lord Jesus Christ. And he got cancer in his tongue, and they had to cut his tongue out. And it's hard to understand him, but you can. It's very difficult for him to talk, but you know, you get it. And this is what he said. He said, I thank God for taking my tongue. He said, all I ever did was cursing with it. But now I get to bless him with everything he's left me. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, all that's not within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within us. What a privilege. And that's what this man was saying. He made me. That's what we say. He caused me, He made me, He allowed me to bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. That's what we do. We bless His holy name. Isn't that what God's people do? While that name is just a byword, people just roll it off. They use it as a curse word. That name just rolls and rolls. God's people bless His holy name. Holy, holy, holy. We've been allowed to bless Him for His holiness. Everything that we have comes from Him. Every blessing, every benefit, and we're about to look at some of them. But first and foremost, we collectively bless Him for His holiness. We do. We bless Him for His holiness. It was His holiness that caused Christ to come to us. It was His holy justice that demanded a payment for our sin. It was His holy name that brought the payment for that sin. And what is that holy name? What shall we call Him? The Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Emmanuel, God with us, our Lord and our God. Verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." Verse 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Now, this is what was quoted, and this is what blessed me, and this is what I want to emphasize. All His benefits. All His eternal benefits. The benefits that bring eternal hope to a sinner. When it's time for a sinner to leave this world, our hope is that God will give us a hope. We want to leave this world with a hope before God. And our hope is in all His benefits. That's where our hope is. Five of them are listed right here. And in Christ, in the Lord whom we bless, in His holy name, a man or a woman can leave this world and can enter into glory, clinging, blessedly clinging to the promise of these benefits. David said in verse 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Don't forget them. Don't forget them. That's why this is our text tonight. I don't want us to forget them. Let's not forget them. For our assurance and our comfort and our hope, let's not forget all the benefits that we have given to us in Christ. Of Him, through Him, to Him. The benefits of our blessed assurance. This is assurance. I want to read this to you. Sunday morning, my father preached down in Alexandria, but Brother Milton Howard, who pastors there, he was leading the singing. And he led the song, "Blessed Assurance." And before he led that song, he told this story right here, and this is good. In 1880, during the war in the Transvaal of South Africa, which is a province of South Africa, it's called the Transvaal, 1880, it says that the soldiers that were going to the front, going to the front of the battle, when they would pass another body of soldiers, another company of soldiers, they would greet them, "494, boys, 494. The return greeting would be, "Six further on, boys, six further on." The meaning was, in their little hymn book that had been sent to the front, they had a song book. Number 494 was, "God be with you till we meet again." And six further on, 494 plus six is 500. Hymn number 500 was, "Blessed Assurance, the Lord Jesus is mine." They would go into that battle and pass a group of soldiers and say, "God be with you till we meet again, boys." And they would reply, "Our blessed assurance in going into the front of this battle is the Lord Jesus Christ is ours." And that's so, isn't it? That's every child of God. No matter what comes in this life, that's our hope. That's our assurance. That's literally all I have. That's all I have. It's not holy living. It's not being a good person. It's not any of that stuff. All I have is the Lord Jesus Christ is mine. That's my assurance. That's all I have. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. No matter what comes, don't forget His benefits. So David is talking to himself here. Oh, my soul. And that's what we say to ourselves. Don't forget His benefits. If you want assurance and comfort and hope, don't forget His benefits. Five of them are listed right here. And God's people can cling to every one of these with all their might. All right. The first one is in verse 3. It says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. I love that. Listen to the definition of the word iniquities. It means perversities. It means depravity. It means guilt. Who forgives all your guilt? Who forgives all your perverseness? It means evil immorality. You want to describe us by nature? Evil immorality. Oh, David said, soul, bless the Lord. He has forgiven all your evil immorality. How did he do that? In his own blood. He offered to God, when he offered that blood to God on our behalf, all of our iniquities, all of our perverseness, all of our immorality, all of it was forgiven. Amazing. If you want assurance, there it is. What a benefit. If that was not the word that the Holy Spirit of God used, I wouldn't use that word. But that's the word there. That's what it is. It's a benefit. What a benefit. That's a benefit of having the Lord Jesus Christ. That's something a sinner can leave this world clinging to, really. All right, here's the second benefit. The end of verse 3 says, who healeth all thy diseases. All thy diseases. That's what he does. That's a benefit of having the Lord Jesus Christ. He heals all our diseases. Turn with me over to Isaiah 33. Isaiah 33, the heading at the top of my page says, privileges of the godly. The privileges, the benefits. The benefits, the privileges of those who have been placed in Christ, the godly. And in this chapter, he's talking about their eternal state in glory. He's talking about eternity. Verse 17 says, thine eyes shall see the King in His beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Verse 20 says, look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities, our solemn worship, our solemn things. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our King. He will save us. Now look at verse 24. It says, and the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. That's exactly what we say right now. I am sick. I am filled with a loathsome disease. I'm just so sick. He said, the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Their iniquities, their infirmities, they're all going to be removed from them. They're all going to be lifted off of them. They're all going to be carried away forever. That's coming. That really is coming. Our Lord has done that for us. He has secured that for us. And that relief is coming. And it's all because the Scripture says, He took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. He relieved them of us. He relieved us of them by bearing them himself. And one day, real soon, we're going to know the experience of that. We're going, that's a, what a great benefit of the Lord. What a benefit. What a thing to look forward to. My grandmother, who many of you knew, she had scoliosis and she was bent in half. And you saw her a few years ago. She hadn't been here in about 3 years or so. She got much worse. She had congestive heart failure. She had stage 5 kidney failure. And who knows what else? Her body just shut down. Who knows what else she had going on? But on Thursday, April the 14th, at 3:32 p.m., I received a text, and my family received a text from my dad that said, Granny is perfectly well. The Lord took her home about 10 minutes ago. And at that moment, 10 minutes before, 3:22, you know what happened? Honestly, at that moment, you know what happened? She was healed of all her diseases, all her infirmities. This is real. This is real. All of the diseases that her sin had brought on her. At that moment, the Lord lifted her up and she stood upright with not one failure in her body. No failures. And she was like Jesus Christ. She was spotless. She was pure. She was holy. This is real. Never again will she ever. She's alive and well. She's alive and well. Never again will she say, I am sick. Never again. Not spiritually, not physically. Never again. Go with me back to Psalm 103. Here's the third benefit. Verse 4 says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. This body will lay down, but our lives will not be destroyed. He said, whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Never. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. He redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. He redeemed our life from destruction. What a benefit. Eternal destruction. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. I will sing of my Redeemer and His wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross He suffered from the curse to set me free. He redeemed my life from destruction. Benefit number 4. The end of verse 4 says, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. We may not be crowned with anything down here on this earth. I wouldn't get my hopes up. I wouldn't put my hope in being crowned anything. But honestly, think about this. The Lord said, our Lord said, in glory, all of my people are going to be crowned. As He is, so are we. They're going to be crowned with love. They're going to be crowned with grace. They're going to be crowned with mercy. They're going to be crowned with Christ. He's our head. We're all going to say, put the crown on our head. You put the crown on my head. They're going to be crowned. Crowned with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of Him, the benefit of the love of God What a benefit of having Christ. We have the love of God, the love of God Almighty, the benefit of the grace of God, the benefit of the mercy of God under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. All because of Christ, that benefit is going to come to all of God's people. They are going to be crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies. The love of God is found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we're in Him, we're in the benefit of God's love. The mercy of God and the grace of God, it's all found in the person of Christ. And if we're in Him, we're in the benefit of His mercy and grace. Bless the Lord. It's all about the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Verse 3 says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. And the last one, verse 5, who satisfieth thy mouth with good. The word things is in italics. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. He has satisfied our mouth with good. He has fed us. He has and He will. Satisfied our mouth with good. Christ. None good but God. Christ. He satisfied us with Christ. He satisfied us with His innocence, His purity, His pleasantness, His righteousness. As verse 6 goes on to say, the Lord executes righteousness. Every good and perfect thing that we need to stand before God, our Lord and our Savior has satisfied us with it. Forgiveness, healing, redemption, grace, mercy, goodness. In Him, our youth is renewed like the eagles. That's what's coming. That's the benefit of being in the love and favor and blood and mercy and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our youth is going to be renewed like the eagles. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Let's all stand together.